Hey y'all, I am going to skip all the formalities because right about now, I really need to get in the closet. I'm your host, Shantae Cooks, and this is Closet Conversations. Hey y'all. What's going on? How are you doing? For real, like I said, I'm skipping all the formalities today because I just need to get real. I just need to get honest. And that's just what we're going to do today, right? Here at In the Closet, we create space to love, which means patience, kindness, authenticity, covering. And so right now, y'all, I'm in a space of the unknown, like a lot of us are in this season. But particularly in this realm of producing, I have been bearing for some time. And I am a creative person. However, there's been a weight of trying to produce but nothing being completed, right? And so the reason I want to skip all formalities today is because everything I planned for this first episode has not gone as planned, and I don't know what to do. Like, y'all, I'm literally so scared right now. I'm so scared because I want to create. I want to create. And I don't want to be the person that God gave them a gift and they hid it, you know? I want to create something. I want to produce. I want to give all that God has given me to the world, and not even for you guys, honestly. This is for God. Like, me creating, me coming out here, me publishing and producing Closet Conversations, legit, y'all, and in no shade to none of y'all, but it's not even for y'all. Like, the secondary mat, you know, the how can I say it? The effects of what I'm doing will assist you guys, and it will uplift you all, and it will give you blueprints on how to, you know, speak with the Father and how to be intimate with your relationships with God and with other people. But for real, I just did it because I just want to obey God, y'all. Like, and right now, I'm a little scared because what I thought would be is not. The episode that I thought I was going to release to you guys as episode one is not. And, you know, I've done everything that I can do in this moment to, you know, try and orchestrate the thing as I best saw fit, but it's not panning out that way. And so yeah, I just want to be real with y'all. This is a space of authenticity. This is a space that I know will uplift people and will bring healing and deliverance through conversation, right? But right now, I'm so scared. I'm scared that I won't be able to produce. I'm scared that what I do produce won't be of excellent quality, you know? I'm afraid that my podcast, that, you know, the first episode won't even be submitted or accepted by Apple Podcasts, you know, Friday, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. You know what I'm saying? And yeah, I'm just scared. So that's what we're going to talk about today. That's what the first premiere episode of Closet Conversations is going to be about. Today, we're talking about being afraid. And where do you go to? Who do you go to when you're afraid? And I know, like, you guys are like, she's crying on air. Like, yes, I'm crying on air. And I'm going to produce this. And I'm going to put this out there because this is how I'm really feeling right now in this moment, y'all. Like, right now in this moment, as I have to produce for y'all and record and make something look pretty. Y'all know what I'm saying? Like, I gotta make it look nice. I gotta make it presentable to the world so that people can accept me and bazay bazay ba. But check this out, y'all. I'm taking the mask off. The mask is off. And I'm not talking about your COVID mask. Please, people, wear your COVID mask. Praise God. But I'm talking about the mask of who? First of all, I know who I am. I ain't never hosted a podcast. I ain't never hosted an event. I ain't never even hosted a birthday party, okay? So for me to come out here and be, you know, and I want to be like Oprah Winfrey, you know, and like she own a whole network right now. But at the end of the day, she had to start, you know, on television and she had to start interviewing people. And you know what I'm saying? She had to start somewhere. So, man, y'all, like, I pray y'all gonna roll with me, y'all gonna rock with me. But yeah, I one thing I always say is you do not come into the closet without your pen and your pad. So I hope y'all got y'all pen and pad. Let's get into this. Let's add this thing up, y'all. So we talking about being scared, right? We talking about being scared, and where do we go and who do we call when we are afraid? And y'all, listen, I have an actual closet, right? Closet Conversations was really a gift from God, honestly. He I don't know if he woke me up or I was just laying in the bed. And if anybody know me, they know I always got a pen and pad somewhere. And I just began to write. And out of that writing came Closet Conversations. But before that, before the you know, the planning and the strategizing and the quote-unquote creation of Closet Conversations, I had to start at the giddy up, y'all. I was feeling afraid. I was feeling stagnant. I was feeling some type of way. I ain't even gonna hold y'all. Excuse me. I was feeling some type of way. I was feeling some type of way because my life, as I seen it in my brain, did not match of my current life. You feel me? I felt like I was mediocre in a sense. I felt like there's so much more inside of me, but I'm just hitting this glass ceiling. Do y'all know how that feel, man? When y'all just be like, yo, I can see the stars, but like, I'm just keep on hitting this glass ceiling. And the Lord just shared with me, like, man, you got to create more space for me. And so what I did was, it took me some time too, y'all. It took me some time to actually do what the Lord told me to do. I think it was like a whole week. I ain't even gonna lie. It was like a whole week until I actually did it. But he had me to build an altar unto him. Build an altar to God, that I may have a space to go to give myself to him, to give my cares, to give my frustrations, my anxieties, my scares, my affairs, to give my finances. Hey, come on, somebody, to give my childhood memories. I mean, to give everything. And here we are. And I moved out all my clothes out of my coat closet. Praise God. I got me some good old lights. Some string lights. I got me some Velcro situations. So whenever I have something to stick on the wall, I can Velcro it onto the wall. And I got me a little nice little fluffy white rug. And this is my closet. This is an... it's my closet. It's the place that I can go where I'm safe, physically and spiritually and emotionally and psychologically, right? But more physically, right? Because a lot of times for me anyways, I don't know about for y'all, but for me, I need the visual. And so when I'm reading the Word of God and they talking about the kings and the Enochs and the armor bearers, it's like, huh? I don't know what that looks like, right? And so I need a visual, right? And so God allowed me to have a physical, in the natural, safe refuge, right? So y'all, I came in this closet, I cleaned out all my coats. I even cleaned out everything that was on the little top shelf. I was like, listen, can nothing be in here if it ain't holy, if it ain't, you know, if it ain't for sanctification or edification, it can't be in here, right? I cleared everything out. I wiped the walls. I got me some, Sharpies to write on the wall. And I prepared a place for God to dwell. And not to say that he doesn't live in my home, and that he doesn't live in my body. He doesn't live in my heart and in my spirit, but I really needed something to physically, tangibly hold on to or run into. When I was afraid and when I was scared and when I didn't know what to do, and you know, because God is our safe refuge, right? But God is a spirit. And sometimes your right brain and your left brain ain't connecting. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know the Word of God and you know that he's your safe refuge. But when shit hit the fan, where do you go? And what do you do? And for me, sometimes when shit hit the fan, I can't even read. I can't even think straight long enough to read my word. So how am I going to dig into the Word of God? You know, what I know to do, dig into the Word of God, to get safety when I can't even think straight. Right. So, man, I just really, I really took what the Lord said and I created this space for him to dwell. And here's my closet. Here's my closet. I come in here when I'm sad, when I'm happy. It has been such a blessing to have this altar unto God and to have this space where I feel safe. I literally, y'all, I was at my dad's house, right? And he lives in Pennsylvania. And I'm at my dad's house and I'm going through whatever I'm going through. And all I could think about was, Abba, Abba, I want to get in your presence. I want to get in my closet. All I could think about was my closet. I just wanted to run here, right? Because I'm safe here. I'm safe here. I've literally created this space, co-created it with the Lord, where now I can physically understand and naturally understand God as my refuge, right? So, man, I have this closet, y'all, and it has been one of the best blessings of my life. And so this is where we're at. This is where we're recording this first episode from. I really needed the Holy Spirit and God to assist me, because like I said, y'all, I'm almost shitting bricks right now. I'm in my feelings, because I'm like, what am I going to do? The editing software that I have is not working and it's not doing what I needed to do. And then it's slowing and it's lagging and it's not going as planned, man. But I'm going to create. I'm going to produce. You guys are going to hear me on Friday, December 25th at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time on your favorite podcast platforms, deliver the first episode of Closet Conversations. Why? Because God lives inside of me. Why? Because I have to. I don't know if y'all ever felt this feeling, but this is the first time that I've ever felt this feeling of, I have to do this. I have to do this. No matter if the sound is off, if I say and too many times, if I say but and so too many times, those are filler words, praise God. And I know I ain't supposed to be using those words because I'm an executive communicator. However, when you're afraid and you don't know what to do, you just gotta come real, man. You just gotta come authentic. You gotta come like, listen, appreciate all that executive communication you got going on. Appreciate the fact that you're an administrative assistant. Appreciate the fact that you're a kingdom communicator. But I need to go to my dad. I need to go to my Abba. I need to go to my dad like a child and be like, check this out, Dad. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know how I'm going to do it. I don't know who's going to help me or where the help's going to come from. I don't even know if anybody wants to help. I don't even know how to ask for help. Let's just start there, okay? So I'm just in the closet, y'all, right here, right now. And this is just how we rolling right now. Now I can say I got some structured episodes for y'all. I'ma let y'all know that right up front. There's some structured episodes. We got some segments and all that kind of good stuff going on. And you know, the more experienced level of podcasting. But y'all, right here, right now, I really need to just say what I need to say. You know what I'm saying? I really just need to give y'all literally what I do when I come in the closet. This is what I do when I come in the closet. I don't make sense. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm on my knees. You feel me? I'm just completely a child at this point. I'm a complete child at this point.
don't know what I'm doing, don't know where I'm going, don't know my left from my right. You feel what I'm saying? And so I really just had to give this to y'all just like this because I didn't know what else to do. My plans wasn't working. You know, my A plus B equals C didn't work. And then I tried A plus B plus C equals D, and that didn't work either. So now I'm over here like, look, we're going to go A, 1, 16, 5, B. We're going to give it how it's coming right now. You feel me? I'm going to give it how it's coming right now because it's authentic. It's authentic. This is real right now. This is how I'm really feeling in this very moment. And so I thank y'all for sticking with me, listening to me. I thank y'all for even being coming in the closet with me. I thank y'all so much for being here. Period. So where do y'all go? What do y'all do when y'all are scared? What kind of practices and you know, tactics do y'all have when y'all are scared? Because for me, honestly, bro, my scared, and this is new for me. This is why this is such a pivotal moment in my life, and that's why I'm literally scared, because I'm like, whoo, this is big. I've never created anything and you know, shared it with the masses. That's first of all. Second of all, I never did anything off the wing. Like I don't do off the wing stuff. I'm a planner. I'm an administrative assistant. I'm a writer. So I'm planning stuff. I got calendars. I got sticky notes. You know what I'm saying? Like, and so for me to just go off the whim and pray that this closet conversation will open up somebody's mind and somebody's heart to be honest and truthful and transparent and authentic with themselves and therefore with other people, and not even caring like if you listen or not. Like, bro, I'm gonna produce this joint and I pray y'all listen. I ain't even gonna hold you. I pray y'all listen. I'm not creating this for nobody to hear it. But for real, I'm creating it because God needs to hear it. God needs to know that I'm obedient to his word. Even if nobody listens, even if nobody subscribes, even if, you know what I'm saying? And you know, I don't believe that to be true. But if that was to be true, you know what I'm saying? If that was the case, I know that I'm being obedient to God and what I'm doing and what I'm saying right now. So I won. You get what I'm saying? I won. So it's okay for me to be afraid. It's okay for me to be scared. It's okay for me to get this to y'all just like I'm giving it to y'all. And I pray that y'all hear my heart. And I pray that this episode will uplift y'all to also be honest and transparent about where you're at with God the Father and maybe with other people, you know, depending on if they're safe or if they're not. But right now, I'm down to create space to love. What does that mean to me? That I'm creating space to be patient with myself and therefore with other people. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love covers a multitude of sins, you know. So right now, and I don't have the equipment or the software or whatever, like, and pastor always say everything you have is everything you need, right? And so I'm just gonna roll with it. Like if my software is acting up and I can't really, you know, bob and weave and make it all pretty like I wanted to make it, then so be it. It is what it is, bro, because I have to get this out. I have to. So yeah, let me know, how do y'all deal with fear when you're afraid and you're scared shitless and you're just almost frantic, almost panicking, y'all. Almost panicking, right? And I had to text my girlfriend today, like, bro, I almost bought some weed. Listen, I'm gonna be honest with y'all. Listen, I'm a Christian, yes. And I'm delivered from the spirit of marijuana, yes. However, I'm still working through that habit or that I'm still working through the fact that weed is not my safe refuge, but God is my safe refuge, right? And so even in that, right, like literally before I came in the closet, I called my weed man, bro. I called my weed man. We busting it up. Bop, bop, bop. You feel me? It's already a little bit late around my part. So he like, look, I'm already in the bed. Bop, bop, bop. He like, all right, but I'm going to hit you. I'm going to hit you tomorrow if you still need some. I'm like, all right, say no more. That was nothing but the Holy Ghost, y'all. Like, literally nothing but the Holy Spirit. But, you know, weed was the thing that I ran to when I'm scared shitless. When I'm afraid, I'm like, oh, let me get me a blunt so I could calm down real quick and think this through. You know what I mean? Like, and I don't, you know, for everybody that's listening, I don't know if y'all smoke weed or if y'all been delivered from marijuana or if y'all still in it, but anybody that ever did any drugs or tried to self-medicate, y'all can understand how, you know, fear will snap you into a reaction that your subconscious brain is so used to making that once you get off the phone with the weed man, you like, oh shit, I don't smoke no more. You know what I mean? Like your consciousness kick in because you didn't already talk to the man for about 5 minutes. You know what I'm saying? He said he was in the crib for the night. Boop. But then at the end of the day, for real, how it used to get me was, I live in Chicago, bro. You can get weed anywhere. So it ain't really like I couldn't get the weed if I wanted the weed. You feel what I'm saying? But it was just the fact of the matter that was how my body and my subconscious was so programmed to dealing with my fear and to dealing with my scary moments, right? That in today, I'm like, yo, let me go in my closet, bro. Even after I called my weed man, y'all, I literally was like, yo. I called my girlfriend Steph. I told her what was happening. I texted her like, hey, yo, pray for me. And then, boom, I said, let me get my headphones and go record this in my closet on the little software that I have on my iPhone that hopefully it records everything that I'm trying to say with a decent quality because I'm not even using the microphone that I brought for $80, you know, to do the podcast, and I'm not even using the equipment that I invested in to produce this podcast because things aren't working out how it need to work out on the back end. And so, yeah, no. And the Lord, you have a place to go. I have a safe place to go. I have a safe place to come. And right before I got on with y'all, man, I'm telling you, I just prayed to God, say, yo, God, could you please help me? I don't know what to do. I want to do this so bad for God. Y'all, I never felt like this before in my life. I want to do this so bad for God that I was going bananas. I was going bananas. And the only natural, subconscious, habitual thing that I knew to do was get you some weed. If you get you some weed and you get you a lemon Smirnoff, praise God. Okay? And it's the Wednesday before Christmas Eve, so it's basically the weekend. Girl, you get you some weed, you know what I mean? And you go and have a party and be up for the rest of the night trying to figure out how to use this software that is not working. But the devil is alive. The devil is alive. I'm going to stay free from the addiction of marijuana. Hallelujah. I'm going to continue to know God as my peace. Weed is not my peace. We cannot make me creative. We cannot make me figure it out. You know what I'm saying? That's the lie of the enemy that really tried to get me on today, y'all. On today, right now, as I'm talking to y'all, bro. On today. And the devil is a lie. I've been sober for the past 8 days. Praise God. I even been offered weed and didn't even take it for free. Hallelujah. Listen, and then I just, like I said, I acted out and I called my weed man on today, and the Holy Ghost had to block that thing for me because he knew that that's not what I wanted to do, but that was the only thing in my subconscious brain that was like, oh yeah, this is what we usually do, so go ahead. You know what I'm saying? Niz, the devil is a lie. So on today, we're gonna get in this closet. On today, we're going to be honest with God. On today, we're going to be honest with ourselves and say, why are you so afraid? Why was I so afraid, y'all? I was so afraid. Why? Because it's already Wednesday. I know it took Apple like 2 days to approve my promo video, right? So I'm like, I need to get this out by like 11 a.m. tomorrow or else. I don't know. You know what I mean? I want to produce it. And that was really the fear. Where the fear came from was, I'm afraid that, because this happens to me, you know, like I told you, I was in a season of barrenness. So I would create things all the way until you had to launch it, and then it wouldn't get launched. And I'm like, no, not again. No, no, I have to do this. This is important. I have to do this. I don't care. I'm telling y'all right now, I do not care what the sound quality sounds like. I do not care the fact that I'm on here crying and I'm not editing it out because I don't have no editing software, as y'all understand from the beginning. Listen, I do not care. I'm going to birth this baby. I'm going to push out this baby. And I'm going to raise this child in the way that it should go. Period. Why? Because people's lives are on the line. People are dying every day because they don't have nowhere to go that's safe. They don't have nobody to go to that's safe. And I do. I know him. I know him. His name is Jesus. I know him. His name is Abba. He's my dad. And if I can share that with anybody, I want to share it with everybody because it saved my life. God saved my life. This closet continuously saves my life every day. Every day, y'all. It is some days I don't even come in this closet. I don't even come in the closet. But I know it's there when I need it. You know what I'm saying? I know God is here when I need him. And sometimes me having a little small talk with him, you know, on my bed is not enough. Me saying my prayers at night is not enough. For me, I got to cast my care down on paper. You feel me? I literally in my journal, I have what the date, right? And then I have a little section on the margin side that I put cares. And every morning and every night, I write my cares because that's just how I gotta do it, right? And so, man, I'm here. And I pray that whoever is listening can know God too, like I know God. Can have God, know God as their father, as their safe refuge. Y'all, I feel so safe right now. I'm not even tweaking no more. My heart isn't racing. I don't have palpitations no more. My hands ain't sweating. I don't have a headache. I don't even feel tired anymore. Do y'all know how hard the enemy has been fighting me to get this out? Y'all, like, bro, it's been so real. But at the end of the day, I can do all things through Christ Jesus that strengthens me. Period. Get off of me, Satan. I'm not with it, y'all. I'm not with it. So, listen, I'm telling you, I'm coming in the closet to tear down strongholds. I'm coming in the closet to have conversations that heal. I'm coming in the closet to have conversations that deliver. Hallelujah. I'm coming in the closet to step into my identity, who God made me to be before the foundations of the world. Like I was telling y'all, I'm hitting that glass ceiling. Everything I do is not working. Every time I want to create something, it don't go all the way through. It's just a glass ceiling every time. Boom, boom, boom. Like a fly at the window. Just boom. Like you just know you finna go outside, but it's a window. Praise God. The buck stops here. So if I gotta do something in my literal closet and produce this episode in my literal closet with the minimum amount of software that I have, we're gonna get into it. And I pray that y'all come back next week and hear the heart of the Lord and what he got to say next week. Because I'm telling y'all, next week is a banger. But, you know, we ain't got to get into that right now. But, yeah, I know God as a safe refuge. I know God as my safe place. And so, when I'm afraid, and yeah, it's getting some used to, you know, I got to get used to going to God. That's why today it was like, yeah, your closet's right there, but your phone's right here. And you can also call your weed man and he'll be here in 3 seconds. You know what I'm saying? It's like, so, but the devil is a lie. I am sober. Hallelujah. I am delivered from addiction. Hallelujah. In the spirit and in the natural. Hallelujah. I'm not with it. I'm not going to allow the tactics of Satan and his weight on me and him making me tired and fatigued and he the prince of the air, so he making the airwaves be all messed up and my Wi-Fi and my software is doing this and doing that. Oh, okay, you want to play games? All right, cool. Apple iPhone has been reliable source ever since I had them. I'm going to praise the name of Jesus. We're going to go in here with these Apple iPhone headphones. And this Apple iPhone, praise God. And we're going to use this Apple. We're going to record this session, right? Because somebody needs to hear it. Somebody needs to know that God is for them. Somebody needs to know that when you scared shitless, the one you can call on, his name is Jesus. Precious Savior, he's worthy to be praised. Hey, y'all, listen, in the closet, anything happens, bro. There's no structure in the closet. And that's why it's crazy to me right now. And right now I'm kind of just talking to y'all at this point, but it's crazy to me because I'm a structured situation. So I like structure. I want a structure, strategy. Okay, at 2 p.m. we do this. At 2:15 we do this. Right? But when I come in my closet, bro, I be like I just was. Crying at the beginning. 2 seconds later, I be laughing. 2 seconds later, I'm picking up the pen and pad because God is telling me something that I need to hear. Or I'm opening my Bible and reading what he got to say, opening up the Psalms, singing one of them songs in there. God gives me songs all the time. So sometimes he might give me a song and I start singing it. Whatever the case is, bro, we could be talking about how afraid I was, you know, when I first came in here. But when I get up out of here, the end conclusion was, you could do all things through Christ Jesus that strengthens you. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not doing this for nobody's approval. I'm doing this for God's approval. You know what I'm saying? He already approved of me. So I'm just doing this to obey the Lord. You know what I'm saying? He not asking for perfection. He just looking for progression, you know? And so what am I going to do to progress in me as a host of a podcast called Closet Conversations? What am I going to do to grow and to stretch myself so that I can have the capacity to be intimate, so that I can have the capacity to create space for other people to have conversations that are intimate and that are honest and that are truthful and that are authentic and that are all over the place? Because that's sometimes how the conversation go. You know what I'm saying? That's just how it goes sometimes. We start here and then we end up somewhere else. But the conclusion is, you know what I'm saying? But we have a solution at the end. But we have power at the end. We have encouragement at the end. We have hope and gladness and joy at the end. Or even sometimes we may, it's just a release. It's like, whew, man, I got that out. You know what I mean? Like, now it's not weighing on my heart no more. Right? So, man, it's being in the closet, y'all. Having a closet to go to is pivotal. It's pivotal. It's pivotal. It's pivotal for me, for my life. And I know it's pivotal for y'all that's listening to just have a space and a place and a person to go to for safety, for intimacy, for dwelling, you know, and that one person, place is Jesus, is God, our Father. And so, man, I'm so thankful. Excuse me. I'm so thankful that y'all are listening. I'm so thankful that God is here with us. I'm so thankful for, shout out the Apple iPhone, okay? Praise God. I'm so thankful for my safe refuge. He's my dad, y'all. He's my dad. And he's your dad too, you know, if you receive him as such. He has open arms for all of us. He sent his son to die for us. And so that we may be one of many brethren. Hallelujah. Adopted into the kingdom of God, into the family of God via his Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. My God, on today, man, it's just, it's nothing better. I've never been in a better situation. And I've always been saved. And I had to rededicate my life to Christ before, you know. But, man, knowing that God has a space and a place for me to dwell, that I can come and say, oh my God, I'm so scared. Can you please help me? And he's like, yeah, sure, definitely. Would you come on here? You know, he gives me everything I need. God, in his word, it says he is a very present help in the time of need. Hallelujah. And so when we need him, he is there for us. He is here for us. You know, he lives inside of you. And if he doesn't, you know, at the end of this call, I'll be sure to lift up a prayer of salvation for all those who, you know, are listening that want that safe space, you know, that want that safe person to go to. And I'll be sure that we do that at the end of this episode. But man, I'm telling y'all, he is, period. He is. The word of God said, I am that I am. Okay, that's his name. His name is I am. His name is I am because he is. He is, you guys. He is Lord. He is Redeemer. He is Comforter. Like, y'all, I'm in my closet right now and I feel so comfortable. I'm comforted right now in this time. I feel light. I feel airy. I feel free. I feel free. And it's crazy because it's also something that I'm working through right now, that right now, me being on this podcast with y'all right now and to legit produce this thing, I'm literally going to put my background music on here and I'm gonna produce it just like this, y'all. So ain't going to be no edit. I'm letting y'all know right now, ain't going to be no edit. Y'all going to hear all the sniffles, all the tears, all of it, right? Because, well, one, because my software is not working, right? You know, in the natural. But spiritually, it had to be something about this episode. It had to be something about this day, about this time, that y'all needed to hear me say what I said, say what I'm saying right now, just how I'm saying it, with no gimmicks, no put on a fake smile, because, you know, we on air. So, hey, everybody, welcome to Closet Conversations. I am your host, Shantae Cooks. Boo-boo. Check this out. There will be time for that. And I let y'all know, there will be more, the episodes to come are structured, yes. But today, y'all, listen, I just gotta come straight like this. No chaser, y'all. And so, I pray that God visits you as you listen to this. I pray that after you listen to this, you find yourself being honest with yourself. I pray that when you're afraid, that you may choose to go to God next time, to go to your closet, to go to the safe refuge who is Abba, our Father. I pray that you have a wonderful holiday. Hallelujah. It is. It's the best day in our culture. You know, it's Christmas. It's the day that we celebrate the coming of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It's the day that we celebrate his birth. It's the day that we celebrate the fact that we now have the capability and the, you know, ability to have eternal life. You know, through believing Jesus Christ, man. He is our Lord and Savior. My God, I can talk about Jesus all day, y'all. And he has kept me in this place of safety. But it was his Holy Spirit today. His Holy Spirit that covers me. That comforts me. That cock blocked my weed man from coming to deliver the weed to me. Hallelujah, Jesus. That guided me and led me. He ordered my steps to get into the closet, that I may give myself to him, and that I may give myself to you all, because it means that much. It's that important to God. It's that important to me to know that there's a place that I'm safe. You know, there's a place where we created space to love. We're creating space to love here in Closet Conversations. And what does that mean? What does that look like? We give all of us the permission to be authentic, the permission to be our unique selves, the permission to cry when you need to cry and not rush you through, you know, rush you through your tears, and creating space to love, because I'm want to be so kind to you that you feel safe enough to open up to me. And when you do open up to me, I don't rush you through that opening up, but I allow you to say what you need to say. And if it comes out politically correct or not, you know, that's what creating that space looks like to me. Creating that space looks like I'm going to come and I'm going to sit, and whatever the Lord tells me to do is what I do. But I came. I created space. I moved all my coats out the closet. Hallelujah. This is practical, y'all. I moved all my coats out of my coat closet. The laundry stuff was in my coat closet, so we had to find a new place for that. We moved everything out of my coat closet. Why? Because I needed to create a space to love myself, to love my 3-year-old self who's healing currently. You know, she was broken. She was sad. She was lonely. She wanted attention. Come on, somebody. She was codependent. Come on, somebody. She didn't know who she was. I needed to create space for her to come. For her to come and say, oh my God, why did I do that? I didn't even know myself. I didn't even care about myself. You know what I'm saying, y'all? I pray y'all hear where my heart is at right now. Man, so please think of ways that you can create space in your own life to love. Think of ways that you can create space for God to be your safe place. He needs somewhere to dwell. If there's already something there, God is a gentleman. So he's not going to move it for you. He's not going, you know, grip it up and throw it out the door, you know, like go home, Roger. That's not Abba style. That's not how Abba do. If Abba come, that's cause you welcomed him into the place. He's not a dictator. He's not going to tell you that. You know what I'm saying, y'all? No. But it's up to us to create space to love, to create space to grow, to create the space. Because we all want it, but there's no space for it. Why? Because there's something there. There's something there. And so, as for me, I had to move weed up out the way. That's my real life testimony, y'all. I've been clean 8 days straight. Hallelujah. I'm telling y'all right here, right now. And I don't plan on calling the weed man tomorrow. And when he called me tomorrow, I don't plan on answering. Praise God. Y'all hear me? Because God is my safety. God is the one that helps me to create wealth. Hallelujah. It's not my weed. It's not weed that's going to help me to be super creative. Come on, y'all. Seriously. I mean, yeah, there's a such thing as the psychedelics or whatever, you know, don't start me the line with the names and all that. But why do I have to get my source from an unknown source when I can get my source from the source that created that unknown source in the first place? Y'all hear me? So, man, this is Closet Conversations. That is episode 1. Where do you go? And who do you go to when you're scared?
Where do I go? I go to my closet where my dad is. It's his presence. It's his presence. My God, on today, I pray y'all got something out of this. I pray y'all got something out of this. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. I thank you for your presence that is with us all in this day as we listen. God, I'm praying that everyone listening will be able to see you as their safe refuge from now on out, from here on out. And God, I'm praying for every person that does not know who you are that is listening, but they're listening right now and they're curious as to the God that I'm referring to. They're curious as to who is Abba, who is she referring to? So God, in this moment, I'm just praying the prayer of salvation over these, your sons and daughters. And if that is you, the word of God says that if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus is the Son of God and that God raised him from the dead, that we may have everlasting life, you shall be saved. So God, I'm praying right now that these people that need your salvation, that you visit them in this day, that they confess with their mouths and believe in their heart that you are Lord, so that you can be their safe refuge. I thank you for it now, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, Closet Conversations. You guys, OMG. Thank you so much for listening. Come back next week. We are going... Hey, y'all. Next week is going to be a banger, okay? We really trying to... We suited and booted in this 2020, right? We got a couple of days left, and we are getting ourselves prepared for the 2021. So, next week... Tune in. Be sure to be on the lookout for my Instagram, which is Closet Conversations 1, or my personal host Instagram, Shantae Cooks. Praise God. But yeah, y'all be on the lookout for next week's episode, y'all. I have a guest, I got an amazing guest. She came through and dropped so many bombs. Hey, y'all. Y'all gonna need y'all pen and pad next week. Okay? So, until next time, I hope y'all took notes, because I sure did.